The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Today's second hour is about ham radio, ham radio 101. And I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Gordon West. Gordon West is a ham radio operator of many, many years. He's written over 15 books on the subject of electronics and ham radio. And he's known worldwide. The reason I'm delighted to introduce you to Gordon West is I purchased his book, and it's called Technician Class FCC Element 2 Amateur Radio License Preparation. And what I did was I crammed through the exam. Not something that I would normally do, but Gordon, I read your book in 6 hours, and you know, I closed the studio door, and I just spent 6 hours of intense reading, highlighting, and I read your book, and then the next day I went, sat for the exam, and passed the exam. Welcome, Gordon West, to USAPrepares.com.
Well, thank you, Vincent, and you made great progress to get all of that book down in 6 hours. Most ham radio operators spent a couple of weeks in preparing for the relatively simple amateur radio test. And as you know, Vincent, no more CW for testing. However, on the ham bands, there is plenty of Morse code out there.
Yes, and I was delighted to not have to study Morse code again, and I did as a very young person, probably 10, 11, 12 years old. I studied Morse code, and I memorized most, if not all of it, but I haven't used it since then. So it would have been a, you know, another study to have to take what you called CW or Morse code. We did not have to do that. Now, Gordon, do many people do what I did in order to sit for the exam, or do they work with others? What is the traditional approach to preparing to take the ham technician class license, or the FCC Element 2 license?
The amateur radio service here in the United States has attracted 750,000 operators with current licenses, and you are one of them. And most of those operators will obtain the study material for that entry-level license called technician class, and you don't have to be a electronics technician to become a ham operator, but just an interest in wireless. And they will take either a class, if one is offered in their local area, or many will study the book on their own, and then we give them an 800 number. They make a phone call and find out where three examiners, which are fellow ham radio operators, will give the test. There's no more going down to the Federal Communications Commission and having to take the test there. The examiner sometimes will even come, for those that are impaired, will even come to a ham's home and give them the test there. Three examiners, and we test, and it takes only about a week and a half to obtain the amateur radio beginner call sign.
Mm-hmm. And, Gordon, I can tell you that that's exactly what happened. We had a coordinator who organized the examination, and there were three FCC-licensed operators who graded the exam. And one person would grade the exam, pass it on to the next. He would grade it, pass it on to the next, and they all had to agree. So it's kind of serious. There's no cheating. There's no sharing of answers. There's no programmable calculators that could be used, you know, to bring in information. You actually, it's a serious exam, and it was in a setting where there were multiple exams. So if three people were sitting at one table, for example, they would have three different versions of the test. So if one person looked over for the answer to question 12, you know, and it, let's say it was D in this multiple choice exam for version one, it would not be D for the other two people sitting at the same table. So it was well structured, well organized, and you actually had to know the material in order to pass the test, or you either know it or memorize it, one or the other, right?
That's right. And what we hope is, as they prepare for their amateur radio license and memorize the multiple choice questions and answers, they'll see the explanation that I provide after each Q&A, and they'll see how that particular question and answer applies to the real world of amateur radio. And then, as you were mentioning, they will go for the exam offered by three fellow ham radio operators, and that took place where the FCC turned it over to the ham community back in 1984, and the volunteer examination system provided by a team of three accredited volunteer examiners has worked out so well, Vincent, that we're getting folks from 8 years, say, sometimes even younger, up to 80 plus older, obtaining their amateur radio license in a non-hostile, non-FCC site. And it's so much fun to see these new students pass the test. And then a week and a half later, they have their Federal Communications Commission 10-year license call letters coming to them in the mail.
And you know what's really interesting? We, Gordon, we have a meetup group every Monday night in Springfield, Missouri. And one of the, and I call it our class, our radio, our broadcast classroom, what we're in right now. Well, there's a local group, when people are in town, they'll meet up at a local restaurant. We meet there every night, Monday night, as we did last Monday night. And one of the ladies who's involved, Janet Randall, decided that she was going to take this on as a mission to help everyone who was interested in the technician class license, to help them train, study, and obtain that. And so she did that for several weeks, maybe 5 weeks, really, overall. And there was discussion, there was study and preparation on Saturdays for this exam. And I believe 11 out of 13 passed the exam. And one of the gentlemen who did not pass the exam, there was a reason, there was a personal reason. His mother had died, I think the day before or the day before that, and it was really, really a tough situation. But other than that, I think almost everyone passed, and it was kind of neat because it was a camaraderie of everyone in attendance, and some people decided that they would take the next level exam, which was the general class exam. And I decided that, you know, even though I hadn't read the material, I didn't have the book at that time, I didn't have your book, I now have it, I didn't read it, and I decided that I would just try the exam to see how well I could do. And I think the guys that were giving the exam were kind of surprised, because what I tried to do is not memorize the answers, but to understand the theory involved in your first book that I read, which was the technician class. So I was able to get way more than half the questions right on the next level exam just by understanding what you wrote in your first book. So I think that I can probably, I'd probably like to spend a little more time for the next level class than 6 hours, maybe double that at least, for sitting for the general class. Is that something you think I can pull off based on what I've done before or not?
We have seen many folks go up to the second level of amateur radio licensing, going from technician class, which just this past year we've had 351,000 tech operators. The second class up would be general class, of which we have 167,000 operators. And I always recommend, as a new technician class operator, Benson, that you hold off on going to the next step until you take advantage of all there is to do on the technician class frequencies and all that a technician class entry-level operator can do to serve their community and to serve our country in the amateur radio service. Because as you read in the book, FCC Rule 97.1 says that the amateur radio service is a voluntary non-commercial communication service with respect to providing emergency communications. And that means that ham radio is a public service, and we continuously prepare on technician class frequencies for the big one. And you know, it's been 1 year since the Moore, Oklahoma tornado, and ham radio operators within that year have on countless occasions taken their very small radio equipment, have, as part of a group, gone to their served agency and provided valuable communications when cell phones and texting and even some of the public service radio systems were down, ham radio operators were up. And these were new operators like yourself.
You know, Gordon, I was thinking about years ago, as you were saying, saying that, I was thinking about our neighbor Bob, who lived on the East Coast, and he was a ham radio operator, and he had this large antenna in his backyard, and he was a nuisance. I mean, you know, some of the neighbors would want to watch television in the evening, and around 7 o'clock he'd fire up that transmitter and distort the picture. Well, you know, it was a nuisance at first. We got to be friends, and he started giving me some training about electricity, and it was really a wonderful experience for me to work with him. Although I didn't spend a lot of time in his ham shack, he did get me started in learning about electricity, and I'd like to share that thought with the class when we come back right after these few commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, one of the neat things about being alive is you meet people, and one of the really neat ways of meeting people would be through ham radio. And just, you know, key up that microphone and find out if anyone out is out there, and you can meet them and talk with them, and you develop a friendship, and then, you know, maybe later on you get a chance to physically meet that person or go to a ham fest and arrange to meet that person. And that's kind of neat, isn't it, Gordon?
It really is. Ham radio is a fraternity of trained radio operators, not necessarily someone that can strip down and repair and build a radio, but those interested in communications. So during times of non-critical situations, non-emergencies or no disasters, the hams will regularly communicate between each other, and that new technician class operator, that first simple license to obtain with a multiple choice type test, with the exact test questions published in training manuals, the exact questions, there's no surprise. You get the license and you get on the air and you begin to exchange communications between other operators with a tech license, sometimes across town, sometimes across the country. And technician class operators also have frequencies, Vincent, that allow them to talk around the world. And people will look at your antennas and they go, yeah, they yak, yak, yak. But when the big emergency hits, listen to this, Vincent. About a year ago, here's a brand new operator, technician class operator, describing the disaster going on as a hurricane blows through his town.
We don't have any electricity. The whole block is out.
So that operator stayed cool, and he was able to get messages out to a local emergency operations center that power is out, lines are down, and that's when the cell phone service got bogged down, yet ham radio came through loud and clear.
You know, Gordon, this is fascinating because ham radio operators are providing a service, and it's not just talking. And I remember our neighbor Bob involved in helping people, all over the country, and that's what they do. It really is a service. Gordon, I was thinking about education, and I believe that everyone today in the United States needs to know principles of finance, principles of law, principles of insurance, principles of economics, and also Ohm's Law, O-H-M-S, law. And it's a law about electricity. And let me give you a simple example. And this is the kind of thing that's covered in your technician class book. You teach that. And when I was building this farmhouse back 8 years ago or a little longer, I was wiring the kitchen. And so there was no ceiling. It was new construction. And I believe there were about 16 recessed lights in the kitchen. And then I thought, okay, so how many of these lights can be connected on one circuit from the service panel? And so I said, okay, 110 volts, roughly, times 100-watt light bulb. That would give me about, with 16 recessed lights, 1,760 watts consumption. Well, now, can that be supported by 12-gauge wire? Well, the answer is yes, because 12-gauge wire can support up to 2,400 watts. So what I'm saying is there are uses where you can determine what gauge wire, something as simple as that, is covered in your book. And I believe everyone needs to know Ohm's Law. I really believe that everyone who's interested in do-it-yourself projects, who is interested in being prepared for all kinds of events in their lives, needs to know Ohm's Law. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, no, I must agree. In fact, Ohm's Law can affect everyone, and if you know how to work it, if you've got a 1,000-watt hair dryer, that's going to draw about 10 amps at 110 volts AC. If you have 10 amps and you also have plugged in nearby a toaster that's also drawing 1,000 watts, that's another 10 amps. And certainly the circuit breaker that may control those outlets in that part of the house, rated at only 15 amps, is going to trip because you've consumed 20 amps of current going through it. So knowing Ohm's Law is one of the prerequisites for obtaining the entry-level technician class license. But the
hold that thought. We're going.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. this excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to have Gordon West with us. And let me tell you just a little bit about him. Gordon West has been a ham radio operator for more than 50 years. And he holds the extra class license, which is the top license for ham radio operation. And his call sign is WB6NOA. He's been a faculty member of a college where he teaches the radio operation and radio operation theory. And if you want to go to his website, you can. You can go to W5YI.org. And there's a link on page one of the website, USA Prepares. Greg from Utah, you're on with Gordon West and me, Vin Finelli.
Yeah, nice to be on with both of you. I just wanted to mention something. I've noticed in a lot of preparedness groups, people are suggesting, where can I get, you know, go out and get ham radios, and even without a license. And I keep telling people, look, there's a lot of frequencies out there that some of these radios will go on to and transmit on, including fire and police and other frequencies, which would really mess things up. I just want to suggest that if people are going to go out and buy a ham radio, whether it's through eBay or whatever, that they at least get Gordon West's book and go down and pass the exam. Because, you know, in an emergency, if you're going to spend that much time and effort and money in purchasing the equipment, how hard is it just to go out there and get the license? By the way, I'm
I can tell you. I can tell you how hard it is. It's 6 hours and $20.95 for the book and about $12 for the exam. Isn't that right, Gordon?
That is correct. And thanks to our listener for bringing up an important point. Most amateur radio equipment comes locked into the ham bands for transmit, yet they are, speaking of the little handhelds, terrific in picking up weather channels, public service communications, police and fire in rural areas, but they only transmit on ham. But to transmit on ham, you need that entry-level license technician class. And, Vinny, you did it in 6 hours. Others have done it in about the same amount of time. But the real learning is when you get on the air. And, Vinny, listen to this. This is a brand-new operator down here in the San Diego area. And as you know, here in Southern California this past week, we had some terrific fires. And listen to how professional he radios back to the EOC what was going on.
Fire is spreading over to Country Club Drive rapidly. 5 homes are in immediate danger. We need evacuation now of these homes.
Wow. So ham radio played an important part in our local Southern California fires with brand new operators.
Yeah, and I want to make the point that some of these radios that people are buying from China are not locked onto the ham frequencies. That's what I'm talking about. They're wide open. And just to buy the equipment and start playing with it, you know. First of all, a ham radio operator is not going to respond to you without the proper call letter. They're just not going to. I've heard people get on the bands before and just start talking, and nobody really will respond to them. So if you're going to spend that money for the equipment, you really need to go out and get your license. It's not that hard. I did it way back in when I had to, you know, pass the Morse code, and that was quite some time ago. But let me tell you, I had fun doing it, and I used Gordon's book to learn, including his cassette tapes that came with it, and it was a blast. And I'm glad I did.
I've talked
all over the world.
Greg, how long have you been a ham? How long have you been a ham, Greg?
It's probably been about 25 years or so.
Mm-hmm. And look, while we're all on together, while we have three hams on worldwide broadcasting, what has happened to the do-it-yourself component of ham radio operation? For example, back in the 1960s, we had a lot of tube-powered equipment rather than transistorized, and people could do-it-yourselfers, young people, could build a small transmitter to transmit on code, and they'd buy a receiver and build a transmitter and build their own antennas. What is still remaining for us to build as do-it-yourselfers in the ham arena? And why don't we start with you, Gordon West?
I'm very happy to say that kit building is still a very important part of ham radio. And the Arduino operation, there's MFJ Corporation that makes all sorts of small little ham radio simple code oscillator kits. And they help you learn the code. And as you can hear in the background, CW is still a very popular art of ham radio, although not a test requirement. So, yes, kits are still out there. Some are pre-put together. Others, you put every little nut, bolt, screw, and transistor in the board. But there is still a lot of kit building, and now computers play an important part in ham radio.
Yeah, I know.
Greg, what are your thoughts?
I know that HeathKit closed down because they were one of the big producers of kits. That's all they were, is a kit. You get it as a kit. And the reason that they closed down, and the owner of HeathKit, with tears in his eyes, said they just, kids just nowadays just don't have the patience or understanding to sit down and build a kit. And he was, you know, was pretty sad about that. And I thought that was kind of a tragedy. The kids are now thinking that they're expecting everything to be done for them and ready to go. And that,
well, I remember.
Yeah, like you say, there still are kits out there that, like Gordon was saying.
I remember building a HeathKit radio. I remember building a Knight kit, K-N-I-G-H-T, radio, shortwave receiver. I remember building Dynaco, D-Y-N-A-C-O, stereo equipment, preamplifiers. Amplifiers all the way up to 400 watts of RMS power and stereo. So yeah, and it's really a shame that we have lost a lot of that. But I'm glad to hear that there is some remaining, or are some remaining companies that are still building kits. What about antennas, Gordon? You know, there's a lot of fun and very low cost in building an antenna, right?
Certainly is, and Greg raised some good points about the equipment driving the antenna, and he's right. There are some imported radios coming out of China that tune in not only ham but also public safety frequencies, and we must be very careful that they don't get into the wrong hands, that they could disrupt problems. But most of the ham sets coming from Kenwood, Yaesu, ICOM, and Alinco, the handhelds work just on the ham bands. But, Greg, you're absolutely correct. Now, antennas, Benny, yes, there are hams that put up extraordinarily large antennas, but a new technician-class operator needs nothing more than a little antenna called a ground plane, not much larger than about 18 inches tall with little wings on it that pointing down at 45 degrees, and this gets them on the air through relay stations called repeaters that are up on mountaintops, and that ham then can tie into the internet, and on a little handheld, Benny, you can go hello world in Southern California and come out in Istanbul or somewhere else around the world.
So not only is this a potential preparedness survival technology where you can get in for very low cost, a few hundred dollars, you know, for the equipment at the low end. If you buy some used equipment and you're frugal, you can actually build an antenna. You can actually learn the technology and you can grow mentally with a hobby that's a blast. It's an absolute blast. And I think that's what happened, you know, I'm surmising, Gordon West, but I'm surmising that's what happened with you, and I'm surmising that's what happened with Greg, who is in Utah. Greg is the station manager of a radio station at KYAH in Utah, covers pretty much the entire state of Utah. We're broadcasting on that station every, well, Monday through Friday. And so, Greg, you have picked up this technology, and it's become a lifelong passion, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can remember back in the early days, of, you know, when I started playing with ham radio, some of my funnest contacts were with Pitcairn Island. You know, right out in the Pacific, and everybody, you know, Mutiny on the Bounty, how Pitcairn got its start. I've also talked with trappers out that are hundreds of miles out in the middle of Alaska, running trap lines, you know, completely, totally off-grid, of course. But things like that are just, I mean, those contacts are just, there's no words to explain how fun it can be being able to communicate mm-hmm. like that. But yeah, it got me into radio, and I've just loved it ever since. It's become a hobby, and it's just, you know, on a rainy day or whatever, you can always sit down in front of your radio and have a lot of fun.
Greg, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing with us those thoughts. And I also appreciate you carrying USAPrepares.com, broadcasting it throughout the state of Utah. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
We've got Bob from Michigan. Bob, you've got a question for Gordon West?
Yeah, I just was asking about... you have to learn Morse to get a license. Is that correct? That's
Bob,
part of the process.
Okay. Bob, thank you so much for calling in to the show. Every ham should know the Morse code, but I'm happy to say that as of 2007, the Federal Communications Commission has eliminated the Morse code test requirement. So you don't need to pass a Morse code CW dot and dash test to obtain any grade of ham radio license, but I certainly encourage you, as we do.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gordon West is with us, and he's the author of many books. The one that I purchased first was the Technician Class, FCC Element 2 Amateur Radio License Preparation. This is the book that I recommend that you get should you decide to pursue your FCC Technician's License. And Bob from Michigan is with us, and Bob had a question about Morse code, and we're talking about dots and dashes to represent the 26 letters of the alphabet, plus 13 special signals in punctuation, plus 10 numerics. So the dots and dashes of Morse code no longer required for you to get your technician, general, or extra class license from the FCC. Bob, did you have a question?
Well, but I think your guest said it, he'd kind of recommend that you learn it anyhow.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it that hard to learn?
The learning of the CW we have on 8 audio CDs, and kids as young as 5 years old pick it up and are learning the alphabet very quickly. And I talked to you throughout all of the 8 CDs to the W5YI.org materials. And no, it is fun learning the code, and even more fun when you do it on the air.
One other thing, Vince, did you know that Dynaco products are still being offered?
David Hafler, I believe, was one of the engineers for Dynaco, and I used to ask my mom to drive me to the Dynaco factory, and I met some of the engineers and some of the designers, and actually the neatest thing was they would tweak my my kits that I had built to optimum performance, and no, I was not aware that you could still buy them, but I have seen components on eBay of that very same equipment, and I still have some here at the farm.
there's some company apparently that is still has taken over and resurrected, shall we say, the kits. So you can find them online under the same name. So
that's pretty neat. And back then it was the best value stereo equipment that you could buy. It truly was. And some of their tube equipment is bringing a hefty price in the current marketplace.
Yeah,
so, Bob, I really... Yeah, go ahead.
There's upgrade kits for them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for the information. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us, Bob, from Michigan?
Not at this time.
Okay, thanks for the call. So, Gordon, there is interest in ham radio operation. If you think about it, we did not give out the telephone number for this broadcast at any time today, and calls just appeared because people are interested in learning this technology. So, again, class, if you are interested, I suggest you go to W5YI.org, or you can go to USAPreparedness.com, page 1, at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are. You will see Gordon West in column number 1. You click on the link there. It'll take you right to his website, and you can learn more about what he does. And by the way, Gordon, you are available. If someone buys your book and they want to talk to you, they've got some questions, they can call you, can't they?
They certainly can. I'm always available during the day, Monday through Friday, California time, daytime. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy talking to new students getting on the air or brand new students studying for their test. And we help them also locate a volunteer examination group through an 800 number that I give them after I talk with our classmates.
Gordon, I have in my hands a certificate of achievement, and it's from you. It's signed by you, WB6NOA, Gordon West. It says that I passed my exam, and I met the requirements to be a FCC licensed amateur radio operator. Gordon West is the guy that you need to meet and talk with, and I suggest you consider his books. I've got 3 of them right here, the technician, the general, and the extra class books. I plan on pursuing this. Gordon West, thank you so much for being with us here at USAPreparedness.com. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.